The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Sally Botman. In the headlines, President Mahama's thank you tour moves to Volta region today. NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo takes turn as IEA encounter this evening. Cocoa, shea nut and coffee farmers grateful for reintroduction of approved weighing scales. Ethiopian Prime Minister Mele Zenawi dies, aged 57. Mali forms new government of national unity, and President Obama draws the line for mandatory U.S. military intervention in Syria, says the summary with Jonathan Thompson.
President John Dramani Mahama will today be in the Volta region as part of the thank you tour. He is expected to address two debates at Shrogwe and Ho. MPP flag bearer Nana Dudankwa Akufo-Addo is scheduled to face the IEA panel this evening on the encounter with presidential candidates. Nana Akufo-Addo was supposed to have met the panel on the 7th of this month, but the program was rescheduled due to the funeral of late Professor Mills. The Central Regional Branch of the Ghana Cocoa, Coffee and Shea Nut Farmers Association has commended Cocoa Board and the government for reintroducing approved weighing scales at cocoa purchasing centers. Briefing the media on behalf of the association, the Central Regional Cocoa Chief Farmer, Nana Kwesi Fori, said the reintroduction of the scales will stop cheating by some purchasing clerks who weigh cocoa with their own scales, which they suspect had been adjusted. The death has been announced of Ethiopia's Prime Minister Mele Zenawi. The 57-year-old leader was admitted to hospital last month following weeks of illness. Speculation about his health began when he missed an AU summit in Addis Ababa earlier this month. And as part of efforts to restore stability after a military coup in March, Mali has formed a new government of national unity. The cabinet comprises 31 ministers, five of whom are viewed as allies of coup leader Captain Amadou Sanogo.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
President John Dramani Mahama will today take his thank you tour to the Volta region. He's expected to address two Durbers at Shrogwe and Ho, where he'll express gratitude to the people of the region for their support during the funeral of Professor Mills. The National Propaganda Secretary of the NDC, Richard Kwashiga, gives the details.
Yeah, the president will stop over in Sogakope, proceed to Shrogwe in Anglong or the Keta municipality, and definitely interact with the people and thank the people of Anglong as well as the Tong area. He will thank the people of the Tong area as well as the people of Anglong. He will then proceed through Keta, through Hovio-Plekusu to Ho, where Gandaba will be held. So in all, there will be two devas, one in Songbe in the Anglong area and then the other in Ho.
National Propaganda Secretary of NDC, Richard Kwashiga. A business consultant, Kwame Agboja, has been voted the newly created Adapu constituency parliamentary candidate of the NDC for the forthcoming elections at the party's premises held at Waya in the Volta region. He polled 99 votes. A businessman, Emmanuel Ganaku, got 54 votes, while a senior lecturer at the University of Ghana Lagon, Dr. Samuel Bwame, and a student of the Ghana School of Law, Raymond Akpacha, both got 8 votes each. The defeated contestants pledged to support the winner. The parliamentary candidate-elect, Kwame Agboja, expressed gratitude to the people for the confidence reposed in him and assure them that he will run an open administration. That WNDC constituency chairman Samuel Dofer advised the parliamentary candidate-elect to cooperate with other stakeholders in the constituency to promote development in the area. The Kwabre West constituency chairman of the NPP, Odinihu Kwekwapia, has advised the leadership of the NDC to demonstrate sincere commitment towards making this year's election peaceful by ensuring that its agents and supporters at all levels obey the electoral rules and regulations. He said acceptance to play by the rules of the game and the rejection of intimidation, provocation and cheating is the only way the peace Ghanaians are looking for in this year's elections could be guaranteed. He said this was at the inauguration of the NPP's campaign team for the Etimetim electoral area. The 20-member team would undertake house-to-house political education to canvass for votes, particularly that of floating voters. Odunewa Pia said the NPP would engage in a clean and fair campaign in the constituency and invited the other political parties to do the same. The parliamentary candidate William Ureku Edu accused the NDC government of mismanaging the economy, saying the December election will offer the opportunity for Kenyans to vote it out to end the mess. He appealed to party members to intensify their political education to help the people to know the basic truths to enable them to make the right judgment. The constituency secretary Benjamin Owusu-Nsia said winning this year's polls will require total commitment and unity of purpose. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo, will this evening take his turn at the IEA evening encounter with presidential candidates. The evening encounter is part of efforts by the IEA to promote an issue-driven campaign as it provides the candidates the opportunity to spell out their visions and how to achieve them. It also affords members of the public an avenue to subject the candidates to probing questions. Nana Akufo-Addo was originally scheduled to appear on the program on the 7th of this month, but the program was rescheduled due to the funeral of Professor Mills. Ahead of the evening encounter, Radio Ghana speaks to the presidential candidates to find out what the public should expect. The same was done earlier for the two candidates, CPP's Dr. Abu Sakara and PNC's Hassan Ayariga. However, efforts by Radio Ghana to accord Nana Akufo-Addo a similar platform proved futile. The Afuto constituency parliamentary candidate of the Progressive People's Party PPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has called on Muslim leaders to advise their youth against giving themselves out to be used by politicians to cause trouble during the December election. He said Muslim youth should protect their image and ignore people who might include them to create confusion before, during and after the general election. Nana Akufo-Addo said this when he and the constituency executive of the party paid a courtesy call on the Winnie Bazungo chief and elders to congratulate them on a successful Ramadan. Manofori said past and current members of parliament for the area had executed numerous development projects in their Futu municipality, yet the people live in hardship. He said the PPP, when voted to power, would work hard to free the people from hardship and gave 400 Ghana cedis towards the celebration of the Eid. The Central Regional Branch of the Ghana Cocoa Coffee Share Nut Farmers Association has expressed its appreciation to Cocoa Board and the government for responding to their appeal for the reintroduction of approved weighing scales at cocoa purchasing centres. The members said the reintroduction of the scales will end cheating by some purchasing clerks who weigh cocoa with their own scales when they suspect have been adjusted. These were contained in a statement read at a media briefing at Aguna Suedru. The Central Regional Cocoa Chief Farmer, Nana Kwesefori, who read the statement, said the scales have been certified by the Ghana Standards Authority. He urged the district cocoa farmers to ensure that the scales in their communities have not been tampered with. The Regional Chief Farmer said the association will deal drastically with any person or group of persons caught to have connived with purchasing clerks to use the scales to cheat farmers. The moderator of the Eglise Evangelique Presbyterienne du Togo, the Right Reverend Emmanuel Awanyo, has lauded Ghana for the prevailing peace, harmony and democratic stability. He therefore called on other African countries and leaders to take a cue from Ghana's democratic values. The Right Reverend Awanyo was speaking preaching the sermon at Jojé in the Volta region at the Thanksgiving service to mark the closing of the 4th General Assembly of the EP Church. 7 priests were also ordained. A Volta regional correspondent, Koblali Kukubo, was there for Radio Ghana.
The EP Church annually holds the assembly to take stock of the church's performance in the year and plan for the future. The theme for this year is strategic evangelism for sustainable growth and development. The moderator of the church, the Right Reverend Emmanuel Apenyo, noted that many countries in recent times suffered the wrath of God through civil wars, unrest and underdevelopment because they failed to put God at the center of their activities. He was full of praise for the late President John Evans Atta Mills for his humility and love for peace. The Right Reverend Francis Amenu urged Christians, particularly the youth, to eschew activities that will disturb the peace in the country. He urged religious bodies to use all platforms available to them to preach peace, love and unity. The president of the Trinity College Legon, Reverend Dr. Joseph Obri Yebuamante, expressed concern about encroachment on the college's land at Legon in the Greater Accra region. He said about 40 acres of the 60-acre land acquired some 50 or more years ago has already been encroached on. Reverend Dr. Mante therefore appealed to churches that own the Trinity College, such as the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, the Methodist Church, the EP Church, the AME Zion Church, and the Anglican Church, to do their best to arrest the situation. The EP Church came out with a 14-point decision to guide the church. They include a 2-week fasting and prayers by the members from the 1st to 15th November for peaceful elections.
Correspondent Kobla Ali Kukubo's report. The chairman of the Christ Apostolic Church International, Apostle Dr. Stephen Amwemi, has added his voice to call on Christians not to relent in their prayers for peaceful elections. He also asked Christians to pray for the presidency and state officials for God's guidance. Apostle Amwemi was addressing the 2012 International Prophetic Convention and Tari Camp meeting of the CACI in Accra. We bring you the details.
The week-long meeting on the theme, Taking Captive Every Thought, is one of the major prayer festivals on the church's calendar. It is a platform used to thank God for his faithfulness, providence, and protection throughout the year. Apostle Amwini also reminded Christians to pray for Nigerians, particularly the Christian community. They should also show love and affection to people in their communities by assisting them in diverse ways. A former commander of the MTTU, ACP Daniel Avoka, emphasized the need to ensure peace before, during and after the election. He said that prevailing peace cannot be jeopardized for political gain.
Any's desk report. The General Director of the Scripture Union of Ghana, Kwame Edu, has encouraged young Christians to actively participate in the Union Camping Ministry. He said the ministry has over the years produced godly, transformed individuals in the country. He said this at the 60th anniversary of the Scripture Union Camping Ministry at Afienga near Tema. Nasho Menotti was there in his father's report.
The Scripture Union of Ghana, which commenced operation in 1962 with 13 boys, now boasts of 1,100 campers annually. It was set up to give professing Christians the opportunity to come into personal contact with Jesus Christ and develop a relationship with Him. Speaking at the 60th anniversary launch of the SU Camping Ministry, the General Director of the Scripture Union, Kwame Edu, encouraged young Christians to actively participate in the SU Camping Ministry. Mr. Edu said the ministry has instilled integrity and diligence into individuals who head various institutions in the country. He identified some of them as the provost of the College of Arts and Social Sciences of the KNUST, Professor Sam K. Afani, former rector of GIMPA, Professor Stephen Adey, and founder and bishop of Lighthouse Chapel International, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. The National Camps Committee Vice Chairman, Nicholas Jedu, advised the youth to hold on to whatever they have learned at the camps. Mr. Jedu charged all Ghanaians to maintain the peace that the nation is currently enjoying and do away with all forms of negative activities that will breed confusion before, during and after the December elections.
National Menotti's report. The Ghana Hoteliers Association has appealed to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning to review the 5% revenue authority tax on hotels and relieve the members of the multiple taxes imposed on them. The soaring cost of maintenance of the hotels is affecting their operations and the effective running of the hospitality industry. The national president of the association, Herbert Okwe, made the appeal at the third National Executive Council meeting of the association. At Kuruke Piasi, Mr. Akwe appealed for the relief of 1% Tourism Development Fund to members of the association for regular maintenance of their hotels. He said the association is finding it difficult to get qualified personnel to run the hospitality industry due to the collapse of the hotel, catering and tourism training institute, and called on members to establish an institute to train personnel to work in the hotels. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. major stories. President Mahama's Thank You Tour moves to Volta Region today. NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo takes turn at IEA encounter this evening. Cocoa, shea nut and coffee farmers grateful for reintroduction of approved weighing scales. Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi dies, age 57. Mali forms new government of national unity, and President Obama draws line for mandatory U.S. military intervention in Syria. We'll be back.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
You're welcome. Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi has died at the age of 57 following weeks of illness. Mr. Meles was admitted to hospital last month. The nature of his illness has not been made public. Speculation about his health began when he missed an African Union summit in Addis Ababa earlier last month. Mr. Meles took power as a leader of a rebel movement which ousted the communist government of Mengistu Haile Mariam in 1991. Radio Ghana brings you a profile of the Ethiopian Prime Minister Meles Zenawi, who was reported dead this morning at age 57.
Meles Zenawi was born in Adwa, Tigray in northern Ethiopia to an Ethiopian father from Adwa and a mother from Adikwala, Eritrea. He graduated from the General Wingata High School in Addis Ababa. He then studied medicine at Addis Ababa University, at the time known as Haile Selassie University, for 2 years before interrupting his studies in 1975 to join the TPLF. While a member of the TPLF, he founded the Marxist-Leninist League of Tigray. The TPLF was one of many armed groups struggling against Lieutenant General Mengistu Haile Mariam. Zenawi was elected leader of the leadership committee in 1979 and leader of the executive committee in 1983. He has been the chairperson of both the TPLF and the EPRDF since the EPRDF assumed power at the end of the Ethiopian Civil War in 1991. He was president of the transitional government of Ethiopia, during which Eritrea seceded from the country and the experiment of ethnic federalism started. Meles Zenawi acquired an MBA Master of Business Administration from the Open University of the United Kingdom in 1995, an MSc Masters of Science in Economics from the Erasmus University of the Netherlands in 2004. In July 2002, Meles received an honorary doctoral degree in political science from the Hanam University in South Korea. Meles is married to Azelo Mefin and is the father of three children. In July 2012, questions arose concerning the Prime Minister's health when he did not attend African Union summit meetings in the Ethiopian capital.
That was a profile of Meles Zenawi. A new government of national unity has been formed in Mali in the latest effort to restore stability after a military coup in March. The cabinet comprises 31 ministers, including 5 viewed as close to coup leader Captain Amadou Sanogo. The head of the existing interim government, Sheikh Modibo Diarra, stays on as prime minister. Last month, the regional bloc ECOWAS threatened to expel Mali unless a unity government was installed. Mali has been in a state of chaos since the March coup allowed Islamists and Tuareg separatists to seize the entire northern part of the country. In response to international and regional pressure, the military junta in Bamako handed over power to the interim government in April, but has remained influential. Plagued by infighting, the transitional cabinet has failed to restore order and hold elections aimed at restoring constitutional rule. Last month, interim president Diakonda Traore required hospital treatment after being beaten by supporters of the coup. In northern Mali, Islamist fighters have taken over several key cities in the area following the rupture of their alliance with the secularist Tuareg forces. Since then, attempts to impose a radical view of Islamic law, including the amputation of an alleged thief's hand and the stoning of an illegitimate couple, have prompted fears that the area could become a haven for radical Islamists. President Bai Koroma of Sierra Leone has declared the outbreak of cholera, which has infected more than 10,000 and killed at least 176 in January, a national emergency. Authorities have therefore appealed for international assistance to help contain the spread of the disease. There have been 100 deaths in the capital Freetown in the last month. International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says the number of cases has spiked since the middle of last month, which is the beginning of the rainy season, with 6,000 cases reported in the past 5 weeks alone. Neighboring Guinea, which has also been affected by an outbreak, has seen the death of at least 82 people since February. Striking workers at the South African mine where police shot dead 34 miners face a deadline to go back to work or face dismissal. A statement from mine owner Lundman said 3,000 workers were striking illegally and were supposed to report to work yesterday. The company delayed the deadline from Friday in the light of the killings at the Marikana Platinum Mine, northwest of Johannesburg. Some miners said the new ultimatum was an insult to their dead colleagues. President Jacob Zuma declared a week of national mourning. According to Lundman, an initial headcount of the mine suggests that between 17 and 25% of workers expected on the early shift have arrived. The workers are those doing maintenance work to ensure areas are safe for work to resume. U.S. President Obama says the use of chemical weapons by Syria will be a red line that will change his thinking on intervention in the crisis. He said he had at this point not ordered military engagement, but indicated that there will be enormous consequences if the use of chemical weapons is encouraged. Earlier, the new U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, Mr. Brahimi, faced criticism for refusing to say whether President Bashar al-Assad must quit. Speaking to reporters at the White House briefing, President Obama said the deployment or use of biological weapons will widen the conflict in the region. He warned President al-Assad and other players on the ground about the use or movement of such weapons. Meanwhile, fighting continued in several Syrian cities yesterday, including Damascus, Deraa, and Aleppo. A Japanese veteran war reporter working for Japan for the Japan Press, Mika Yamamoto, was killed by gunfire in Aleppo. The UN says more than 18,000 people have been killed in the conflict, while 170,000 have fled. The body of Philippines Interior Secretary Jesse Robredo has been recovered from the sea after a plane he was traveling in crashed. Mr. Robredo's body was retrieved from wreckage of the light aircraft about 55 meters underwater. Transport Secretary Mar Ruxus told reporters that divers are still trying to extract the bodies of the two pilots. A fourth person on the plane, Mr. Robredo's aide, survived the crash on Saturday. The small plane was traveling from central Cebu City to Mr. Robredo's hometown of Naga City in Camarines Sul province, where it encountered engine problems. The pilot sought permission for an emergency landing at Masbate, but did not make it there. Mr. Robredo, 54, was in charge of the National Police Force and provincial governments. High-profile National Health Scheme hospitals in England are to be encouraged by the government to set up profit-making branches abroad to help fund services in the UK. An agency will aim to link hospitals such as Great Ormond Street with foreign governments that want access to British health services. Investments will have to be drawn from hospitals' private UK work, but with profits ploughed back into the National Health Scheme. A patients group said the move was a distraction at the time of upheaval. The drive, building on an initiative first started under the Labour government, is set to be launched by the Department of Health and UK Trade and Investment this autumn. To end the news, the main point again. President John Dramani Mahama is expected in the Volta region today as part of his thank you tour. He will address separate debates at Srogwe and Ho. MPP flag bearer Nanadu Dankwe-Akufo-Addo is scheduled to face the IEA panel this evening on the encounter with presidential candidates. The Central Regional Branch of the Ghana Cocoa, Coffee and Shea Nut Farmers Association has commended Cocoa Board and the government for reintroducing approved weighing scales at cocoa purchase incentives. The death has been announced of Ethiopia's Prime Minister Mele Zenawi. The 57-year-old leader was admitted to hospital last month following weeks of illness. And as part of efforts to restore stability after a military coup in March, Mali has formed a new government of national unity. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.